No, ask me that again, just to make sure I'm listening correctly.
I'm asking you why you cheated four times.
What, Black Panther?
Yes.
Because it's Black Panther.
Did you, were you one of those people who showed up,
Oh yeah, I
right?
stood in line every time. And I
Oh,
think
but I'm saying, like, did you show up in a Black Panther outfit thinking it was a real Panthers?
well, I did not, but that was the plan. It kind of sidetracked me because a lot of other things were going on at the time. But I do still have what the top that I got made. I couldn't find the hunter green bottoms, but it's okay because I'm gonna keep it for Halloween. So, huh. And yes, I showed up every time, and I'm planning to go to Comic-Con as Nakita. Nakia, I should say.
You remind me of the lady with the bald head, like the head.
If I was only brave enough, okay, if I could wash away all my little ass insecurities, I would totally, totally be her. She's stronger than I am, so that's where you're trying to work up to the goal, I guess. I don't know. But Nakia, she rocks too. She is a
She's a dark
thinker,
skinned
a
one, right?
doer. She's a thinker, a doer, and a listener. So she is very well rounded. That's why I like her the best. Siri is very smart. She's smarter than I will ever be. So I'm just gonna admire her. And plus, she's younger, so I can't really identify too much with her. But I completely wish my niece was her. Like, not wish, but like, if I had to say Siri is anybody, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's my niece. I can't say that to me. But, T'Challa, I like him a lot. Wait. Yes, but although my heart is for whoever serves at that throne, I, M'Baku, I cannot, M'Baku, I can't go to the mountains because it's too damn cold and I'm anemic. I will shiver my fat ass to death. So, with that being said,
Okay,
yes,
so
I
yeah, I've
guess.
heard about the Mubaku. I've heard about the Mubaku guy.
Well, you know what? You heard about him. Why? When you say you heard about M'Baku, what you mean? What you mean about you heard about him? Since you ain't see the movie, probably the only black person on the planet that didn't. But no, probably there's a lot more of you haters out there, but I'm just saying. When you say you heard about him, what do you mean?
Everywhere, like once the movie came out, it was all the women was talking about. We need to talk about Black Panther, like the whole year, like.
Oh, you don't understand his dominance and his masculinity. Not saying Black Panther isn't masculine, he is. I'm not saying that you have to be, but when a woman think about a fantasy, they think about this dominant. I know that's just me though. Now maybe there's like 2 more percent of people in this boat with me, but you see this tall, dark skin, muscular, full built, not too like, but a little lean. Then his skin complements his muscles. His complexion just shines in all the right places. He have highlights, like he has highlights on his pecs and his biceps. I mean, I don't know how he's so highlighted. And then the chocolate areas are like in a perfect contouring formation all over. And it's just, then when he speaks, you don't even hear the words because you're so focused on those full lips. Then you finally hear the words and you get a hint of that accent. And then he has like this deep, like just these deep, rich chocolate eyes. And then he just demands your attention. I mean, I'm not like I really paid attention to the movie or something.